Chemical Ablation Medical Technology. Medical Technology episode number 9. Today is the 17th of November 2020, and I'm your host, Valerie. Thanks for joining us. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. The injection of polidocanol microfoam for the treatment of varicose veins, a controlled observational study. A randomized clinical trial comparing the effect of polidocanol in the treatment of large saphenous varicose veins with the use of guided light to prevent venous bleeding, the use of polidocanol microfoam for the treatment of varicose veins, a clinical study on efficacy and safety, the use of polidocanol microfoam for the treatment of varicose veins, a clinical study on efficacy and safety, DRIVE. Kokkosis and his colleagues will offer free screenings to discuss these and other related issues. Answers to questions about practicing at the Stony Brook Vein Center are answered here. Endovenous ablation is the process of closing the sapphire vein in the leg, which is typically the main superficial vein associated with varicose veins. Endovenous technique replaces surgical vein removal by using a combination of surgical and non-surgical techniques. The use of endovenous ablation in the treatment of varicose veins reduces the risk of venous thrombosis and lowers blood pressure. A randomized study comparing cyanoacrylate embolization and radio frequency ablation in incompetent large sapphires. A randomized clinical trial with ultrasound, guided foam sclerotherapy for the treatment of varicose veins. A randomized study compares cyanosacrylate embolization with radiofrequency ablation in the incompetent SA venous vein in patients with venous thrombosis. A randomized study comparing cyanoacrylate embolization and radiofrequency ablation in incompetent large sapphires. A randomized study of cyanoacrylate embolization and radiofrequency ablation in incompetent large sapphires. A randomized, double-blind, single-patient cohort study of the effects of cryocryoablation on quality of life in patients with incompetent, larger SPP, a randomized clinical trial with ultrasound, guided foam sclerotherapy in incompetent sapphires. A randomized, double-blind, single-patient, controlled trial to treat incompetent SPP. The first randomized class of clinical trials to use foam formation in patients with incompetent large splints. Sclerotherapy is a non-surgical procedure used to remove varicose veins and improve the appearance of the legs. Treatment of varicose veins is very important and involves a change in the lining of the venous wall, which leads to an increase in blood flow to the veins and a decrease in venous pressure. The veins are then considered to be channels for the flow of toxins, i.e. thrombosis or sclerosis. Various techniques have been used, but now mechanochemical endovenous ablation has proven to be the most promising and effective method for treating varicose veins and other vein diseases. Under ultrasound control, a catheter is inserted into the distal vein and guided proximally without the need for open surgery in the groin. This will allow venous centers to be set up in hospitals that could focus on outpatient venous operations. Endovenous thermal techniques destroy the vein, and while truncablation and phlebectomy are possible under tumescent anesthesia, this has also become possible with the use of MOCA. The combination of these two methods of vein treatment and the development of new technologies have enabled the establishment of a number of vein centers throughout the hospital that could focus on outpatient vein operations. Chemical ablation is widely accepted as the most effective and cost-effective method of venous treatment for a variety of diseases. In liquid foam sclerotherapy, vascular doctors inject a companion artery into a small artery by mistake. To avoid complications, the vein and artery should be mapped using duplex ultrasound to pinpoint the exact location of the artery and avoid high-risk areas. Although ultrasound, guided, foam sclerotherapy is safer than conventional surgery, it can lead to rare but major complications and complaints. It has been suggested that mechanical ablation allows for a better effectiveness of the sclerosizing agent and that tumescent anesthesia is used. The evidence includes two RCT case series in which people who had no veins were given mechanochemical ablation. The relevant results were, change in disease status, improvement of quality of life and reduction of morbidity and mortality. This has been Medical Technology, Episode 9. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.